Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. It is our 36 hours for kids radiothon. We're down at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Happy to say that once again we're doing some good work, raising some money to support some amazing people here. And I am so happy to be part of this for the fifth year in a row. Now, every year I get the chance to meet some cool people, as I said. So let me talk to Audrey for a second here. Audrey, you have been playing with my microphone. You've been twisting that microphone, and you've been getting ready to say something very, very important. Well, now's your chance. That's it? My gosh, we've been rehearsing. All right, we're going to try it again. Audrey.
I was born with chronic kidney disease and,
Wow, we're going right into it. I thought, hey, Jeff, good to see you. Did you see the guy with the goofy mustache? Who is that guy? He's left already. Okay. Who is that guy with the goofy mustache, by the way?
He's Dr. Bunchman.
Yeah. And who's Dr. Bunchman? What do you know about him?
He's one of the doctors here at VCU.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen him before?
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't forget that mustache, right?
He's known me since I was like 3 days old, I think.
Wow. Really?
So,
now, do
yeah.
you remember 3 days old meeting him for the first time? No, you don't. Okay, I just wanted to check because, you know, your memory is probably better than his. But,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to this whole thing. So why does he know you when you're 3 days old? What is this whole thing you were born with?
I was born and my mom thought, or everybody thought that I was going to not be able to survive, but I had a different plan, so...
You're telling me? Are you kidding?
Yeah, so...
Wow. All right, so now, we'll talk about that in a second, but so tell everybody you were going with the name of this thing you got. What is it?
I have chronic kidney disease, and I see the urology team.
Okay. Okay, all right, so, I mean, I'm looking at... Now, how old are you? You're like, what, 17, 18 years old now?
No, I'm 8 and a half, and I'll be 9 in April.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right. I was sure, like, you were in high school. You're working on your driver's license.
Slow down,
no?
Slow down.
No? All right. So 8 and a half, almost 9 in April, you said.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date in April?
17th.
Good. That's a good number. It's a good number. I like that. All right. So, I mean, you seem to have everything together, right? I mean, are you looking at any other 8 and a half year old and going, oh, if only I could do what that 8 and a half year old could do?
Not really, because I've had this my whole life, and I've just remembered looking down and having it all, so.
Okay. What about the other 8 and a half year olds? I got a feeling they're looking at you going, man, if I could only do what Audrey does, I'd be okay, huh?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, take it from me. I'm telling you, because I got 3 kids, each of whom was 8 and a half at one time, and I'm thinking they were probably thinking that. All right, now you hang on a second, and don't touch the microphone. Let me talk to your mom for a second. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Tiffany. So you're getting ready to deliver this wonderful little baby you've carried now for 9 months, and you go to the hospital with what?
When we went to the hospital, we
pulled that a little bit closer.
We had... Can you hear me?
Yeah. Let's swing that microphone over there, please. All right. There we go.
We went to the hospital to deliver her. At 32 weeks, she decided to come, and we had prepared for her not to live. So we had an urn and a baby blanket, and that was it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
All right. So I just said I went through 3 kids being born and all sorts of hopes and dreams and thoughts. I cannot even begin to imagine showing up at the hospital like that.
Yeah, it feels like a second ago, and it feels like a million years ago. It was, you know, it's hard to explain or describe to someone that hasn't been through it.
Yeah.
But you just, you know, you do the best you can, and, you know, you hope for the best. And just like you, I wanted what was best for her. And if that meant that, you know, she was too special for this world, then I was ready to accept that. But she came out, she was pink and crying and shocked everybody. Literally the whole room was like looking around like, okay, what do we do now? And so thankfully, you know, she's a tough girl, and she went to the NICU, and she came home 2 months later, and, you know, she's had lots of bumps in the road, but overall, she's a normal girl. We live a totally normal life. She's crazy and wild, and, you know, I yell at her just like anybody yells at their eight-year-old, and, yeah, just a, you know, a regular girl.
Well, tell me a little bit, Tiffany, about this journey so far. There are a lot of us who, as the father of a special needs daughter, right? You've got thoughts, you've got dreams, and there's some things that you realize, okay, I'm never going to dance with Juliet or a wedding, and I don't have to worry about boys coming over, and I really wish I did have to worry that stuff or plan for that stuff. Mm-hmm. So what's the situation with Audrey? Because she's gangbusters just here.
Yeah. Like I said, I have every hope for her today that I would have had for her, you know, if she was born quote unquote normal or healthy. Right. Because of the Children's Hospital, we have, you know, seen her grow and develop beyond what we ever expected.
Yeah.
And she's still got a lot ahead of her. She's scheduled for a kidney transplant in the next few years, and we're nervous about that, but just like everything, she'll rock it out and keep on trucking. And like I said, we expect to do all the same things that everybody expects to do with their child.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. All right, so do we know when Audrey will get the new kidney?
Well, thankfully right now her kidneys are stable.
Okay.
You know, she has to take medicine and do all of that stuff on a daily basis. But for now, like I said, they're stable. And Dr. Bunchman, the pediatric nephrologist here at Children's Hospital, says about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
He'll expect that she'll need it. And he's been great with everything her whole life. He was able to predict what she was going to need, and he was always right. And he's, you know, he's awesome. So I'm hopeful that he's right on this one, too. We've got a few more years.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So let me ask Audrey. So you're going to have, getting a new kidney or something in a couple of years. You want to get the latest model, obviously, you know, racing stripes, however you want to customize it. Now, is it the guy with the mustache who's going to handle that too?
Yes.
Really? All right. So here's my question for you, Audrey. And we've only known each other for, 90 seconds. If he grows a mustache like that, do you ever question anything he does? Or are you totally on board with this guy?
I never really question anything. I just go with whatever he thinks, because I can trust him. And I couldn't say better things about him. So.
I'll bet you. Because he had some great stuff to say about you, even though you were talking about his mustache. It's okay. Well, I got to tell you something, Audrey. Love you here. I'm looking forward to talking to you again, I don't know, next year, a couple of years, whenever it is. I mean, you'll drop by again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Tiffany, there's a part of me that just says to you, congratulations. And as the father of kids that are as enthusiastic as Audrey, get ready, because there's even more fun to come. You guys got a long road of great stuff to come.
And I'm looking forward to it. Very thankful for her.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for dropping by. Okay. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.